Okay, so Miss Linda Fairstein is mad because her dollars are being cut, and rightfully so. Central Park, and now she's trying to fight back too. Central Park 5 prosecutor Linda Fairstein slams Ava DuVernay's series When They See Us as an outright fabrication. Former city prosecutor Linda Fairstein is giving two thumbs down to Ava DuVernay's new miniseries about the Central Park 5 case. Fairstein, who's been hit with a wave of criticism for her handling of the case, slammed DuVernay's When They See Us as an outright fabrication. This is a full of distortions and falsehoods in a biting op-ed published by the Wall Street Journal. I was one of the supervisors who oversaw the team that prosecuted the teenagers apprehended after the horrific night of violence, Fairstein wrote. Miss DuVernay's film attempted to portray me as an overzealous prosecutor and a bigot. Here you were. The police as an incompetent or worse, they were, and the five suspects as innocent of all charges against them. None of this is true. The highly publicized Central Park 5 case of 1989 centered on five teenagers, Yusuf Salam, Kevin Richardson, Raymond Santana, Antron McKay, and Corey Wise, who were wrongfully convicted for the rape of a woman who was jogging in Central Park. Their convictions were dropped in 2002 after another man confessed to the crime and DNA backed up his admission. Fairstein 72 wrote in an op-ed that DuVernay's Netflix series depicts the teens as being held without food, deprived of their parents, company, and advice, not even allowed to use of the bathroom, all of which says is not true. Right. She noted that while she agrees with the rape charges being dropped against him, she contends other charges shouldn't have been. And there was certainly more than enough evidence to support those convictions of first-degree assault, robbery, riot, and other charges, Fairstein wrote. Fairstein, who is played by Felicity Hoffman in the miniseries, began her piece for the Journal by writing that there were more than 30 rioters on that night of the incident, and that the jogger was not the only person attacked. Oh, boy. The op-ed comes days after Fairstein's relationship with the book publishing company Dutton came to a sudden end without much of an explanation. On Sunday, the men at the center of the Central Park 5 case, who are now described as the Exonerated Five, spoke to Oprah Winfrey and blamed Fairstein for what transpired against them, according to Variety. That sit-down is scheduled to be broadcast on Netflix and Oprah's own network on Wednesday. The thing is that this lady does not get is the fact of the matter is, okay, now I will say this, that, you know, if the kids were going around there, you know, doing things they shouldn't have been doing, you know, hanging around with the wrong company, you know, that could play a part in being caught up, you know, wrong place, wrong. That I will say. Alright. But the fact of the matter is, right, is that DNA cleared these kids. The police were incompetent. Alright. So the fact of the matter is, what you're trying to say is, oh well, you know, they were still guilty of other things too. That's not the point. The point of the matter is, if they were guilty of robbery or guilty of any of those things, fine. But they were not guilty of rape. That's what she doesn't understand. All right? She doesn't understand that. You're making excuses. The fact of the matter is, these kids did not rape that woman. All right. That's what you don't understand. And now you're just mad because these book deals are going down the toilet. And And now you just want to write a piece to try and, you know, say that it wasn't, you know, they were guilty of other things. You know, they weren't innocent. I'm like, they may not have been innocent of, you know, other charges, but they sure as hell was innocent of rape. They didn't do it. So you have to just deal with the fact that, you know, you're busted. And now you're being sued. You will be sued. Your book deals are going down the tubes and any other investments that you had. All right. And they were kept. Things were done that was illegal to them. They were detained illegally. Okay. They were, you know, they're worked over. And because of you, when they went to jail, they were tortured and raped. So Linda Fairstein is just better to shut up and just, you know, bow out gracefully. Because she's the one who's at fault here. Not these kids. For some reason, it's not registering in her brain that all these kids went to jail for a crime they did not commit. A very horrible crime. And now you're just crying about it because now you're facing the repercussions. Sad thing is, you got some conservatives that'll be like, well, you know, they were guilty of other things too. Doesn't matter. They didn't rape anybody. That's the whole point. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.